Well, good morning, everybody. You remember the figure from Greek mythology, Narcissus. Narcissus, very famously, one day went to a pond, and he saw his reflection in the pond. And he was so in love with himself that he did not want to disturb this reflection by making a ripple in the pond. So he just kind of stood there in love with himself. And because he became thirsty but did not want to disturb his reflection, he ended up dying of thirst. The lesson is that if you're narcissistic, you bring about your own destruction. And I was just thinking about narcissism with our readings today because I think they plug in very nicely. About a month ago, I watched this YouTube video, and it's called 13 Ways You Know You're Dealing with a Narcissist. And I just thought I would share some of my favorite ones of those. I will put the whole thing into the bulletin for next week. But I wanted to share just some of them. And maybe you might recognize some of these qualities in yourself, just as I recognize some in myself. And because maybe there's a little bit of narcissism in every one of us. The first thing, a narcissist is always self-absorbed. Just like the rich man in our gospel today, who's so absorbed with himself that he doesn't even realize that there is somebody right outside his door dying of hunger. And he's so in love with himself, so absorbed. He craves attention, craves comfort. You know, there's a great joke about a narcissistic, and he was talking all about himself for a long time. And to his friend, and then he says, "Oh, well, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?" A narcissist is too self-absorbed. He is blinded to what is going on outside his own door or right in front of him. Second thing, a narcissist is incredibly, incredibly anxious, like all of the time. Has trouble sleeping at night, can't relax, gets stressed out real easy, overwhelmed all the time. Why? Because this anxiety pops up because he is so worried that somebody might think less than great about him. So he gets very anxious because he's terrified of losing his reputation or his power. And that's what St. Paul, in our second reading, he's writing to Timothy. He says, "Look, Timothy, it's all for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ, not yours." Paul was writing to his disciple, Timothy, as Timothy was, it's kind of like an old priest writing to a young priest. It's like, okay, now you're about to start your life. Don't worry, bad things will happen. Good things may happen. Your ego may take a hit. It's okay. Let it go. It's for the glory and honor of Jesus. Don't be anxious. That's what St. Paul is saying. The combo of these two things, of being self-absorbed and being anxious, makes a narcissist very likely to lie. He stretches the truth, he exaggerates his accomplishments, and minimizes his failures, and he doesn't mind lying to do it because he wants that other people continue to think very highly of him. He's kind of like your stereotypical car salesman. He'll tell you whatever you want to hear. And he is hyper-driven, you might say, to have the world view him in a way that strokes his ego. It's almost like our rich man in our gospel today when he's talking to Abraham and he says exactly what he thinks Abraham wants to hear. Like, have pity on me, and I want to help out my brothers, and well, guess what? You blew it, dude. You know, because you had all of the time in your life to get it fixed. But he's telling Abraham just what he thinks Abraham wants to hear. A narcissist will do that. And he'll lie a lot. But notice how in the rich man, there's still no repentance. A narcissist has, number four, a narcissist has what we call hero syndrome. Which means that a narcissist loves to tell stories. Because if you tell stories, you're the center of attention and everybody's watching you. And But he loves to tell stories where he is the hero. No matter if it's something small or something big, a narcissist will always toot his own horn. And if anything bad ever happens, he's the victim in the story. He's not the one to blame. It's kind of like the rich man in our gospel today who says, "Help me, help me, help me, I'm suffering so much." He still doesn't accept responsibility. He's the poor victim. "I didn't know that he was sitting outside my door." Well, guess what? Had you opened up your bloody eyes in your life and cared about somebody other than yourself, maybe, just maybe, you would have accepted responsibility, you know? Okay, number five. A narcissist always goes with his guts. In the mind of a narcissist, nobody is more reliable than himself. You ask a hard question to a narcissist, and instead of doing research or asking anybody for help, a narcissist will always go with his gut and insist that he is right. He doesn't care for the help of other people. He doesn't like groups. He doesn't like committees to help him with anything. He knows the best. That's what got the rich man into trouble. Abraham says, "Look, you had the commandments. You had Moses, you had the prophets to show you the way, but did you listen?" Nope. Because you thought you knew the best thing. You went with your gut. Well, guess what? Your gut was wrong. And a narcissist will always go with his gut. And sometimes to us, other people around him are like, "Are you stupid? You know, like, what are you doing?" You know? Okay, number six. A narcissist is often guilty of self-directed affirmations. The narcissist loves affirmations, but sometimes he will even give himself an affirmation. "I'm the best looking person in this room," for example. Or, "I'm the best doctor in the town." Or, "I'm the best priest this place has ever had." Not true. A narcissist will toot his own horn constantly, and they expect you to agree with them. And when you don't, they get a face like, "What are you crazy?" It's kind of like the rich man. I'm kind of thinking he's probably up there going, "God, don't you know who I am? You know, I'm the guy that wore the purple stuff that nobody else got to wear. I'm that guy." Last thing, a narcissist often thinks and even says, "You just don't get it." Because when you call a narcissist on something, they don't apologize and they don't reconsider. All they say is, "You just don't get it." Because normal people just can't understand why they do what they do. Folks, these are some narcissistic tendencies. Maybe there's a little bit of narcissist in each of us. Our job is to root that out. We have to realize, I think, just how little we know, how much we need other people, how much we need God, how inadequate we are on our own, and how we need more than anything Jesus Christ, and how we need each other. And thanks be to God that we have His help right here at the altar in the sacraments. We have the help of our loved ones, and we just pray that Jesus will always keep us very, very humble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.